Hello, Sean Arama here, Sean Geek Podcast on the road. Very, very cold day today. It was cold in the office, it was cold outside the office, it's cold on the road, it's cold in my car. Ah, some days I hate living in the city. Yes, I live in the cold north, in one of the coldest cities in all of Canada. Because you guys probably don't even know where I'm from. Because I rarely divulge my location. And there's a reason for that. But as of right now, I've given up that I am, in fact, Canadian. And a couple things I want to talk about here. So I'm going to be posting this podcast immediately, probably before my regular due date of the Saturday, which is when I always post my podcast. But our little band Dome is in a contest called the Uniter Fiver. And what the Uniter Fiver is there is a local paper, newspaper called the Uniter. And it's basically an arts newspaper that reflects about our thriving downtown art scene. And by art, I mean art in every, like music, paintings, art galleries, sculpting, whatever, acting, our art scene, basically. So, anyway, so it's a paper that reports on that, and they're often talking about the next big thing and pushing our scene and promoting our scene and kind of getting things out there. So this contest is to find the five most intriguing up-and-coming bands in our city. And I'm looking for your votes. So I'm going to be posting a link within this email to vote for our band. Our band is called Dome, and the song that was picked for this contest is a song called Be Famous. It's probably our catchiest, most commercial song. Doesn't necessarily mean it's our best song, but for consumption by the masses, it probably is our best song. So, go out and vote. You may not have been able to make the difference you wanted to in the U.S. presidential election, but you can definitely make a difference in this contest. So what does it mean to win this contest? Well, the top five bands are going to get featured all over the place, locally. The top band will basically be the headliner of a show that the top five bands will play at. There's going to be focus in the Uniter newspaper, as well as showcases at the universities, things like that. The winner will also get recording time in a local studio. So a whole bunch of cool stuff. Please vote for the band. We rock hard for you. We love our fans. We play for you. We play music that we love to play, and we love playing, that's for sure. And every single song that our band writes is methodically put together by input by all four of the members. You know, you hear about in some bands where, and I'm not ragging on bass players, but you hear in some bands where the bass player just shows up, plays his part, and goes home. Or in other bands where maybe it's the drummer, or in other bands the song's all written and the singer just comes in and sings it, or you know, that sort of thing. We do not operate that way. We all contribute to every song. The construction of every song does not lay in the hands of any one person. In fact, every person has to agree that the song meets our standard, and has to agree that the arrangement works. And if there's a problem with the arrangement, our members of the band are very clear that that part doesn't work, let's change it. And it's actually very usual for myself to talk to the drummer and make recommendations of, well, why don't you play this part slower? Or why don't you change the time signature here? Or it's not unusual for our bass player, Todd, to say, to tell the guitar player, well, actually, why don't you change the key or, you know, play this different? We have no issue telling other members on other instruments what to do. It's all for the betterment of the song and making the song as strong as possible. That's our belief. Now, you may listen to our songs and say, these songs are crap, but we like them and we meticulously go through the songs to make them as good as we possibly can. Okay, all that being said, go vote, Unite or Fiverr. If you want to know where to find that online, I'm going to have a link just below, or just look up Uniter Fiverr on the interwebs and you will find the link to there, and there will be four, I believe it's 14 bands listed and their tracks. Look for ours, vote often, vote frequently, and if you want to like us or comment on us, go visit us. We're pretty easy to find. Facebook pages, all that stuff. I'll post all that stuff in the bottom anyway, and you can link and like and all that kind of stuff. And if you're a band or a musician yourselves, please reach out to us. We'll like your stuff. You like our stuff. I'm very much in cross-promoting between ourselves and anyone else. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a band. I like a lot of stuff. And if you want to get some exposure, let me know. Okay, that being said, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, since we're on that same track, what I want to talk about is the formation of the band and who Dome is and how they came to be, all that kind of stuff. So let's go back in time, because I think, I honestly know that none of you really know how the band formed. So let's go into the nitty-gritty details, and then you'll understand why we're a pack of brothers. So, I believe it was... Now, I don't have crib notes in front of me, but in 2014, at the end of the year, somewhere between September and October, this guy that I worked with at the time, named Alex, or I called him Sandor, because this... Anyway, whatever. Alex Sandor, or Shendor Radai, this guy I worked with, and he was trying to put a band together, and he's kind of going through the motions, going through a local kind of dirt sheets, trying to find people to fill out the band. And he and I had talked about music back and forth a few times. Where I worked, I was privileged enough to work with one of the coolest people on the planet, JBN, who's got a really good ear for music. And he introduced me to a lot of different styles of music. In our office, it was just the two of us. We had speakers attached to our computers, and we would listen to music all day long. And it was really an education of trading music back and forth. I would bring stuff in, and he would bring stuff in. Now, his background was metal, and this does relate to the Dome story. Just follow along here. He was into metal, all kinds of metal, the heavier the better. I come from the more hard rock side of things. I mean, I was, raised on like everything from like Kiss and those types of bands. I had a thing for hair metal for a while, but I like music that's hard but has a melodic side to it. That's kind of my thing. And then the other half, I love a lot of different kinds of music, but what I played along to as a drummer back then was that kind of stuff, along with a strong love of the Seattle sound and basically the Pixies. The Pixies have been my favorite band for so long. And I really, really like that style. I think particularly as a drummer, that's what kind of really hooked me in, was that style. That style of playing on drums that the Pixies had, and a lot of Nirvana really ripped off, I mean, note for note in some cases, a lot of Pixies songs. And I really had a big crush on the whole Nirvana thing. It was just I mean, I got sucked in just like everybody else did. But it was very good songs that sounded like another new Pixies album. And in some cases, I mean, I don't know if I'd say Nirvana is as good as the Pixies. Some of you will say yes, they're much better than Pixies, but the Pixies had a polish and a precision that Nirvana didn't have, which they captured really well in Nevermind, thanks to the producer they had. But that's, I mean, so that's where I came from. And I really like the punk bands that had a melodic side to them, like NoFX, Propagandy, I don't know. What else? I'm trying to think what else is in my collection. Bad Religion, that kind of stuff. This is stuff that was introduced to me as I was becoming a musician. I mean, I learned how to play drums playing, you know, hair metal and that kind of stuff. And then I really, once I settled into being a serious musician, that's when I was playing the Pixies, some punk stuff, and that kind of thing. And that was my upbringing. The vocal side of me didn't really, was there as, it's a need to tell a story. So when you're making music with someone, and I was with playing with Salty Bear at the time, I was the drummer in that band, but, and the guitar player and I, so it was a guitar, it was just guitar and drums in that band. Oh boy, this story's gonna be long. But I sang as a necessity because you need to have a vocal, and that's really where the singing part came in. Many years later, I actually really tested myself by being the singer for this cover band with a bunch of older folks called Classic Embers. I was the kid in the band, and they needed a vocalist, and I basically lied, said I could do the job, even though I didn't really have experience fronting a band, but I fronted the band. Because it was a necessity and that's what they needed, and sure, I could do it. I did take vocal lessons. I mean, I've always sung, but I did take vocal lessons around that time to get better. So I became a singing drummer through that band, and at one point I was the vocalist and the drummer at the same time. So that was my background. And then working with JBN, he was really opening me up to a side of metal that I wasn't familiar with, didn't really like, because I never really gave it a shot. So because of this, working close with this guy for a number of years, I really started to appreciate the other side of metal that, you know, I didn't really appreciate before. The heaviest I got was probably Maiden. But then I started to get introduced to other things, like the thrash bands, you know, obviously Metallica, but more on the side of, he didn't like Metallica too much, other than the old stuff. So he was introducing me to Slayer, he was introducing me to Opeth, bands like Goat Whore, bands like Juicifer, Job for a Cowboy, what else? Anyway, heavy stuff. Car Bomb's awesome. And I was introducing him to the more punk side of things that he wasn't as familiar with. And anyway, so this melange of music that kind of came out of that, I think really formed a songwriting idea in my head of where to be. And it really opened me up to, you know, maybe I could sing some of this stuff. Like, and then it really got me thinking, you know, like, man, I'd like to sing in an original band again, but I want to do this kind of stuff. When I was in Salty Bear, there was no that kind of stuff. And when I was with the Classic Embers, it was strictly covers and it was classic rock, which is fun, don't get me wrong, but there's no originality to that. It's just playing what other people wrote. I mean, it was fun, but I wanted a more of a challenge. And the other band I was in, which allowed me the chance to write music with my brother, he was a guitar player in that band, and I was the drummer who sang on some of the tracks. We did write two songs that the band played, but it was more the mellow side of things. It was whatever the band was like, yeah, we'd play that. So I never got to really experience that other side. So another guy that JBN and I worked with is Alex. He'd come into the office all the time and, you know, come to chat with us, and we'd be listening to our metal, and he'd be coming in and going, oh yeah, I hear the new Killswitch, or, you know, just kind of talk about what we were listening to, and you come in, hang out for, you know, 10, 20 minutes, whatever, and just talk music and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you're a guitar player? Yeah, I'm a guitar player. Yeah, I'm a drummer. You know, I never really, I still didn't really consider myself a vocalist at that point, even though I'd been singing, I was singing for 5 years with the Embers. But anyway, we're just kind of talking back and forth. And then he talks about, oh, you know, I'm in a band, and that's what he's saying, and, you know. We just kind of talk back and forth. And at some point he says, oh man, do you know any vocalists? You know, like I'm trying to find a vocalist. So I've got ads out and I can't really seem to find anybody. If you know anybody, like you're a musical guy, if you know anybody. And I said, you know, well, how about, like, what about me? He goes, well, I don't know, you know, because I don't know if our musical stylings like really totally align. Like he got along more with JBN on that side of the music. But I said, well, you know, I'll try. He goes, well, we can do an audition. So like, okay, I'll audition. Yeah? Yeah. So I dug out my old PA, which I hadn't used in years, and I had to bring the PA, and I brought the PA, grabbed my mom's mic that she sang using, she was using for years. Sure, 57. Yeah. Anyway, and the audition process was, I mean, Alex is a different kind of cat, so the audition process was very, very interesting. So what it was is he and his band had worked together through three songs that Alex had written, and they were kind of still, you know, working on the structure of the songs, but they didn't have any vocal or any vocal melody, like nothing like that. And he basically put them on an MP3, put them on MP3 for me, and said, hey, well, if you want to audition, here's the songs we're working on. And more or less said, if you can come up with a vocal for this, then, and bring that to the audition next week, like basically a week or less than a week from then, you know, and we'll consider you. I know he was considering me as a vocalist, just because we worked together and just to be a nice guy, but I don't think Alex was interested in me at all. So anyway, regardless, he also gave me a couple of covers to listen to, that, you know, to try out. And they were heavy. It was Killswitch, Engage, and it was, what was the other song? The other song was, okay, I can't remember the songs, but anyway, there are two very heavy songs with lots of screaming in it. And that's what I had to go to the audition with. So I learned the two songs as best I could, but because the style was still alien to me, even though I was listening to this kind of stuff with JBN, it was still a completely different animal and nothing I'd ever tried to sing before, that's for sure. So came into the audition, I wrote a vocal for the three songs. I don't know if I had final lyrics, but I came up with a vocal nonetheless. Did the audition. We had trouble with levels, with volume levels, and they couldn't quite hear me and everything. But, you know, anyway, so after the audition, I kind of left and, you know, we kind of hung out and chatted a bit, and I wasn't sure, like, I wasn't sure if I was in or not. And then he said, well, so I contacted him, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, it didn't really quite work out the way we wanted it because you couldn't hear me. But we said, well, you can hook up your PA system to one of the extra speakers I think he had, and then we play with the levels and stuff. He said, well, why don't you come back next week? We'll do it again. All right, so came back again the next week, and they didn't say anything during the audition process. And at that point, it was Alex and two other guys. Well, will remain unnamed. I don't want to use their names because maybe they don't want to talk about this, but anyway, so, you know, I guess they discussed things after I left or whatever they did. And then the next day, like, no one talked to me or anything, so I didn't know what the hell was going on, but they said, well, you know, we get together every Wednesday, da 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 da, but they didn't invite me to come back. It wasn't until I kind of bugged Alex. I'm like, so, I don't know if things went well for you with me there or not, but hopefully, you know, just let me know. Like, you know, I wouldn't mind knowing, getting feedback. You, oh, no, like, can't you come back next week? I'm like, well, come back. What do you mean? Like, I'm like, is it like another audition? He's, no, you're in the band. The guy said, no, like, I'm in the band. Like, okay. And that's it. So I was in the band. And that was basically kind of, I wouldn't say it's the original lineup of Dome, but it was the original lineup of Alex and I kind of getting together and kind of working stuff out. So from that period on, from whatever it was, October 2014, to, I guess, like, October 2015, we're getting together, we're writing music together, and, you know, kind of putting stuff together, working with these two other guys. Now, these two other guys, again, I'm not going to mention names, you know who you are, but I did enjoy playing with them, in particular with the bass player. He was freaking hilarious as hell. He did sing background vocals, which I really, really liked, and I really learned a lot in that span of that year. Like kind of doing the covers and trying to write material. It was fun, but I don't think we were totally gelling. We kind of split, and I think the idea was that Alex and I wanted to be all original, and we wanted to have songs, and then we wanted to go play. So it was all about the songwriting process. Like, let's do the legwork now. Let's write some songs. Let's write some good songs. And then once we have enough, let's go play. Like, enough to open for somebody. That's what Alex and I wanted. I didn't want to be in another cover band because I'd done it before. Would I do it again? Yeah, I'd probably do it again. You know, I do like playing, but I'm less comfortable playing covers. But I'd done it, right? I wanted to do something else. And the other guys were just really eager to go out and play, and they didn't really care what it was they played. They just wanted to go out and play, even if it was, you know, a grunge cover band or whatever it was. Which I wasn't against the idea of, like, yeah, that might be kind of fun, but if you're splitting your attention between learning covers and writing music, it's going to take you twice as long to get to either finish line. So eventually the guys did have another side band that became their full-time band, and they left, and it left me and Alex with nothing. So they left the songs we had worked on that basically Alex had written. Basically Alex had written the music and I had written the vocal, and that's what it was. And we had a few songs, but I mean, really, I don't know if there was anything serviceable. But what we did do is we did record the three songs, the three original songs that were part of the audition process, and we recorded them with that lineup. And again, the band was unnamed at the time. The other two guys wanted something funny, and Alex and I wanted something serious because, you know, the songs were serious. But if we were going to do covers, then the songs would be whatever covers. So there was really a lack of identity going on there. So Alex and I kept in touch, but we weren't really sure what to do. Like, we did the audition process again. We tried to find new people, but we didn't really practice, because I really like having a drummer there when we're playing. The bass player is important too, yes, but without the beat, I don't know, it's just a bunch of canoodling on the guitar, right? So anyway, so we went through an audition process. I can't remember how many people we went through. This is really the formation of Dome at this point. This is Alex and I basically agreeing on a vision of what we want to see, and this is what we're doing. So, I mean, that was really the formation of Dome at that point. And we went through the audition process. We used those three original songs again as the basis of what we wanted, and we tried out a few drummers, we tried out a few bass players, and really didn't settle on any of them. I mean, we met some good guys, and there was some guys that came in. There was one guy that came in particular. He was so ridiculously good on the bass that he intimidated the shit out of us. And his, it's when you're forming a band, it's there's a whole bunch of things to consider, and it was really, really obvious at this point that we wanted someone with musical ability, but that was on par with us. If it was someone that was far better than us, I don't know if we could have stepped up our game enough to be in that guy's category, for example. But if it's a guy that's lesser than us, which is a couple of other guys that we tried out, and if you're teaching the guy the ropes the whole time, I mean, eventually he'll get better, but if you're waiting for him to get to the level that we were at. Not to say that we're great musicians or anything, but if there's a comparative level of musicianship, it's easier. If you all suck, then you'll all grow together. If you're all mediocre, then you'll all get good together. If you're all excellent, you'll become gods together. It's that kind of that's kind of what I'm talking about. And we kept finding people that were better than us or worse than us, musically speaking. And also, what we learned during that whole process is, look, this is a serious band. We're not doing this to get high. We're not doing this to get drunk. We're not doing this to get chicks. We're doing this to make music that we love, that we can sit down, pop the CD in our car, or pop it, you know, play the MP3s on our phone, crank it, and rock out to our own songs and actually like the music that we're playing. That's what it was about. So we had very serious policies. You must have your own gear. You can't be fucked up. Ideally, you know, you should have a job, your own transportation. You have to be committed to, you know, meeting once a week, but realizing that family does come first, because, you know, we're all, Alex and I are family guys. And, you know, it's got to be about the music. And we're not looking like, we want to be brothers, but, and we want to hang out, but, you know, we don't want to spend all our time together. Like, we have families and that comes first, but the band is second. So in finding that personality was as much a struggle, because we wanted people like us that we can get along with. And, you know, it's not about, okay, we're going to practice 7 nights a week for, you know, 7 hours at a time. Like, we don't want to do that. We want to approach it the right way. And also the musical sensibilities, what we learned later is we wanted the musical sensibilities to be similar to our own. So during the audition process, here is when we hooked up with Oli. You know what? I'm almost home. So I might cap off this podcast here. So you've got the audition process, you got me in the band, you got Alex in the band, we haven't named the band yet, and now we're looking for a drummer and a bass player. And how did that come about? I don't want to shortchange the other two members of the band. Definitely don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is, the next podcast, we're going to go into part two of the formation of Dome. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. So I'll sign off here. Peace, love, and hugs, and all that kind of stuff. Vote for Dome. You know where to find us. The link's down below. Vote as often as you can. Let the people know. Dome is a force to be reckoned with, and our music is going to invade the world. Yeah. All right. Peace out. We'll see you later. And we'll advise us some upcoming shows, which there will be, guaranteed. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.